This year's legislative session is starting to ramp up in Juneau. Lawmakers today released the first batch of bills available for consideration this year and next, the first of many. Among the 120 bills and resolutions are some we're sure to hear about in the future. Joining us now is APRN's Dave Donaldson in Juneau. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Is there any particular focus with these bills, any common, philosophic base from what you can see?
Not really. These come in from every direction, from every political perspective. What's common is that they represent the personal desires and opinions of the sponsors. And that's really widespread. That just shows how widespread this state is, and the legislature actually is. There is a lot of repetition, though. There's a lot of people who have the same ideas and many multiple sponsors of the same bills, a lot of co-sponsors in there. So there is some cross support of things, some cross ideas.
What's getting a lot of support?
Well, a couple of them are really got quite a few people signed onto them. One of the top ones is a bill that would forbid the state, including the permanent fund, from investing in companies that do business in the Sudan. That's because of the genocide in Darfur. Six members have signed on to bills that would this is with the first day here, that would set up a way for the state to show its basic distaste for what's happening over there. It was up last year, but the Palin administration showed some early resistance to it coming from the Revenue Department and also from the Permanent Fund. But the governor got behind it, but just too late to pass. So when the subject came up in this year, last fall's vice presidential debate, Governor Palin mentioned it. She really backed it, and that kind of breathed some new life into this subject. And I think it'll get a lot of widespread support because of that. The other main one is changing the state's retirement system. There are 11 people sponsoring several bills that would repeal what was done in 2005, a bill that Frank Murkowski pushed through. What that bill did was that it set up a system that limits the state's responsibility to retirees to their contributions toward their private retirement accounts. And the state's had a lot of trouble hiring new employees, and these bills all out there right now would all return the guaranteed pension so that when somebody retires, the state has a required, guaranteed, defined benefit that they're going to be giving to people.
All right, well, it can't all be one big happy family down there. Where's the controversy coming from this year?
The big controversy is going to be, I think, capital punishment. Total surprise to me. I didn't expect it. I don't think anybody even ever predicted it. It's a heavyweight bill by the new Speaker of the House, Mike Chenault. It actually it approves the death penalty for murder cases and seems to be pretty stringent in its requirements. There's a lot of argument about the bill already. About 10 years ago, there was a bill that was introduced that would have asked the public in a public vote, do you want the death penalty or not? That got national attention from various groups and people out there of different sides of the question. It was a major, noisy argument and finally got rejected because it really did cause a lot of introspection from members as to what they really thought about it. This simply puts a death chamber somewhere in the state, and it's over with. It's going to be very noisy, and I think we'll hear a lot about this one.
All right, I'm sure there are a few things in these bills and resolutions that are out there, but we'll never hear from again. What's in there?
Well, yeah, I'm never surprised with what sometimes they'll put into law. There's one that very unfortunately it graphically describes and prohibits bestiality, and another one is an idea that comes up every few years. You'd get rid of daylight savings time. Another one would give the extra $1,200 dividend that everybody got last year, but it would give it to those people who didn't get the $1,200 last year. The thing is that there are a lot of bills that will get some serious attention among these personal ones. For example, one of them rewrites the state's mining tax. That's an issue more likely to get promoted possibly next year but it is a major, long-awaited idea that's out there, and it's being sponsored by a Republican. It's got a lot of Republican support. You know, there are others, but there are a lot of bills that prove this is going to be an interesting session that doesn't focus on just one or two issues like we've seen in the past 2 years, so they kind of become repetitive and boring. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening here.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing all about it as we go forward. Dave, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.